Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. This is Jack Mitchell, author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jim, congratulations. You are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger. Best to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me today, too, because you're about to meet somebody that you won't forget. I know you're going to enjoy meeting Stephen Baum, because I had the honor of, I already knew about Stephen. We'd already connected, so to speak, and he and I have a mutual good friend who introduced us. But I had the privilege of actually meeting Stephen face to face last week when I was in New York City, and we just had a great time at the event where we were. Stephen was a former partner at Booz Allen Hamilton, which is an outstanding ad agency, and now he's an independent practitioner. He's the director of the Point Group Network. He is the author of what I think is a very important book, What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He is an extraordinary leadership expert. You have extraordinary leadership inside of you, whether you know it or not, and Stephen's going to help us tap into some of that. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. It was great being with you last week.
It's quite a special family, the entire community of small business advocates, of which you are the 12-volt battery.
We had a big time, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
It was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed being with you. Okay. Most everybody, I think, knows who Jack Welch is, former CEO of GE. He's become the icon for Dynamo, highly successful major corporate CEO. He's become the icon, really, in the 21st century for that, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Now, obviously, you consider him to be an extraordinary leader.
He is an extraordinary leader with an extraordinary track record, but as you know, the title of the book is a metaphor.
Yes.
Because it's about two dozen CEOs who became extraordinary leaders but started out in very ordinary beginnings.
But what is it about, but let's talk, I want to ask you, the fact that he is on your book as a metaphor proves my point about his iconic reputation.
Well, he does have a track record. And it began in his youth on the playing fields in sports, in playing cards with his mother, who would beat him from time to time and fuel that competitive drive.
She beat him at cards, though, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay,
she didn't
right.
beat him with a stick.
Okay, I just want to get that clear. Okay.
Exactly right.
I don't want to see another Mommy Dearest thing come out of this.
Exactly
well,
right.
Go ahead.
Well, so at a very early age, his family encouraged him to be competitive, encouraged not just by words but by deeds. He had a very deep-seated motivation to do better economically than his family. His father was a railroad conductor. He says he was always on the outside looking in with his nose pressed against the glass. He had a deep-seated motivation to succeed in order both to control his own destiny and have a better life. And that's a piece of what drives a lot of small business owners and big business managers.
You just described most of my audience.
Well, those are the people I deal with in my Vistage CEO group and business owners across the country, about 9,000 in the U.S. and 5,000 overseas. And you know, Jim, I have more than a dozen meetings every month with business owners and CEOs, and these are private sessions.
In your role as a Vistage leader.
As a Vistage leader and also as a private coach of CEOs. And that gives me a look inside, and I really liked what you said in the beginning, that many more people have inside of them the ability to lead. I'll tell you one quick story. I was out at the Navy SEALs training grounds in San Diego for the Vistage conference, and I asked the commanding officer how he knows which of the candidates coming in are going to succeed. And he said 5 or 10%. I could cut off one leg and they'd still make it through the course.
Right.
5 or 10%, I can tell in the first few days they're just not going to make it. And the middle 70 or 80% is the group from which our best platoon leaders, our best Navy SEAL team leaders are going to come. And I can't tell. until we push them past what they think their limits are.
Yeah.
And what the book is about is getting the experiences, either when they present themselves or creating your own, that push you past what you think are your limits.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Someone once said, your challenges don't create character, they reveal character.
Well, there's a lot to that. I do believe that character is the number one trait of leaders, the number one trait among others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an article in the last couple of days in the Wall Street Journal that is focused heavily on private equity CEOs, and it basically says all you have to be is tough. And while being tough is important, having the right character is ahead of that by a long shot. And
right.
Inspiring and engaging other people to follow you is a huge piece of it.
Well, that's exactly right. A lot of people want to be leaders, but not everybody can get someone to follow them.
That's exactly right. And
so,
and when we talk about leadership, some of the ways that these people got their experiences was sort of off the beaten track. They did it in a not-for-profit in their community. They did it in their church. They got put in a leadership position, and they got tested to see if that's a position they feel comfortable in.
What do you think, if are we got people out there right now sitting at your knee, Stephen, who are running small businesses, they're about to grow their business into the next level, maybe from no employees to one, or from five employees to eight, or from 50 to 75, and they're thinking, okay, even though I've had some success and I'm able to think about this next step, am I really the leader to be able to pull this next thing off? How do we find that out, Stephen?
Well, I think you find that out by testing yourself with bigger and bigger challenges. That's what all of these guys have done. They've tried the suit on once or twice or three times. The other thing I would say is that we had a conversation yesterday in our CEO and business owner group, and one of the guys who has taken his business from a few hundred thousand dollars a year to $80 million, which is quite a gap, he said, every morning I go to work, I have to decide, am I the CEO or the owner? Am I the owner, so I'm watching the checkbook and every penny? Or am I the CEO thinking ahead and showing people where we're going to go? And gradually I become more the CEO and not just the owner. And since
One last thing.
He said, I don't want to be as stupid 2 years from now as I was 2 years ago. So I have my own personal board of directors, and I get advice and input from everybody who'll teach me.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Stephen, stand by. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
You bet.
With your new friend, my old friend now, Stephen Baum. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch. Available wherever books are sold. I highly recommend it.
All my friends in a small town. My parents live in the same small town.
Play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find our show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. And that's B-I-Z, and that's where you can get small business answers right now. Stephen Baum is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's B-A-U-M, Stephen with a P-H, and he's the author of the outstanding book, What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, which is a metaphor for what it takes to become an extraordinary leader. And I certainly encourage you to check out Stephen's book. Stephen, tell us where it's available, please.
It's available in all the bookstores, especially Barnes & Noble. It's also available online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
What about your website?
Well, the website is StephenHBaumLeadership.com. That's Stephen with a P-H, middle initial H, BaumLeadership.com. And, Jim, you know, that's really important to me because my purpose for being on the planet is to be that small, still voice when the business owner, the business manager, is facing some confrontation or staying up at night trying to figure out something. And there's that voice that causes him or her to look in the mirror and be encouraged to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the website has videos of CEOs talking about the things that are really important.
Do they talk about when they failed?
They talk about really, yes, they talk about when they failed. There's one interview.
Isn't that an important part of the dialogue? Not only with others, like with you and me and with us to the audience, but also to ourselves.
If you haven't been knocked flat sometime in your career and figured out what motivates you to get back up and try again, you're probably not going to do well as a business owner.
Yeah.
And I encourage the people I come in contact with to go back and revisit the experiences they have had to see what they learned from them about their own motivations, their own resilience.
You got to know what you're made of, don't you?
Yes. If you go on that website, you'll see a video of Sam DiPiazza, who's the CEO of Price Waterhouse, came from a pretty ordinary family in Alabama, has a great sense of humor. He talks about a summer when he learned more than any other summer in his whole career. He sold books door-to-door. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that'll do it.
I asked him, what'd you sell? Did you sell Bibles? He said, no, I couldn't. I sold dictionaries. I said, why is that? He said, I couldn't figure out the pitch for the Bibles because everybody had so many. And I said, how'd that summer go? How many homes did you call on each day? He said, about 30 doors. I'd knock on the doors. I said, how many did you sell the first day? He said, none. I said, how about the second, third, and fourth days? He said, none. It took me 5 days to make my first sale.
Wow.
And I learned about rejection. I learned about failure. I learned about getting yourself back up in the morning because I needed the money for school.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably learned more that summer than I did any summer in my career. And it's that kind of – I did that interview at Inside the CEO, my leadership interview series at Baruch College in New York. And those sorts of little video clips – are inspiring to people.
So Stephen, let me ask you this question. We got a young guy who's grown up in middle class America and basically has had a free ride all the way through college, and he's now graduated with an MBA and he wants to start his own business. What would you recommend that he do? Go sell books?
Well, I think he's got number one, you have to have sold something. If you haven't sold yourself, if you haven't run for office in your college, if you haven't put yourself on the line to sell something, you better get some sales experience. There's nothing like sales experience, and particularly commission sales, because if you don't sell, you don't eat.
You eat what you kill. That's exactly right.
Exactly right. So somebody who's had that free ride needs some testing and roughing up. Absolutely.
Well, there's no question about that. And most small business owners, not all, but most small business owners, come from that kind of a background. They come from a background where they've been an employee. They've made it happen for somebody else, and they know what that's like. So help us define an extraordinary leader, and get. We talked about character. But what about one of your chapters is in your book that I like is called Actions Speak Louder Than Words. Actions mm-hmm. Speak Louder Than Words. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's a chapter about the capacity for making decisions and actually doing something, and it's a chapter about more about critical thinking than anything else. And this is something that can be improved by learning and by workshops and the rest. And it deals with having the right analogies in your head so you know whether the situation you're facing is one you faced before. It's about a memory for the right details. It's about knowing whom to ask for help. And it's about having a good, what I call a good crap detector, which is to tell when somebody's telling you something and he's got an agenda, you can spot that. So it's
right.
All about having the capacity to make decisions under fire. There's another piece of it, too, which is I've watched these guys making decisions under fire. I've been in the room when they were making a tough decision with somebody.
Right.
And they have an ability to detach themselves from the emotions that are flying around in the room at the time and say, okay, what does this boil down to? What's the basics here? Because
mm-hmm.
every situation has some sort of simple underpinning, and they get really good at detaching themselves just for a moment and figuring out what the course has to be.
Stephen, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Jim. I always enjoy seeing you and chatting with you.
Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen, B-A-U-M, and that's What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. That's Stephen's new book, which I highly recommend to you. It's outstanding, available wherever books are sold. Stephen, give us your website quickly one more time.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
There you go.
Thank
hey, Stephen,
you,
see you next time. Quick break.
Okay.
Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.